The reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. Matthew 28, verse 16. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age."
Well, it's been great to share with you today, Louise, in this commissioning service. It's a time that you've been anticipating now for quite some weeks, and it's great that today has come. It's been great, Jenny, to be able to share and to pray with you and to anticipate all you're going to be doing as you head off to Paris and your service there in France. It's great to anticipate Gifty's arrival. And it's been a pleasure to speak to her on the phone over the last couple of weeks and to hear her voice again and to hear her excitement as she anticipates joining with us. And it was great, wasn't it, to feel in threat that the baptistry covering was going to bow under the weight of all those children and young people as they got ready to go into their school surroundings and university and college and further education and get ready to go knowing that God is going there with them. And that's an opportunity for them to stand up for him there. Bibles in their backpacks. What about those of us who remain here? As we go into our neighbourhoods, as we go into our workplaces, as we start again to go back to the clubs that we're perhaps part of, do we go with the realisation that we too are commissioned, that God calls us to go? Are we recognising that the commission is not just something for Sundays, not just something for when we're here together, but for those times when we go out and we feel like we're the only Christian in the place? And it's an opportunity for us to go into places that are not church and to stand up for the God who is the God of church and the God of the universe. God is in the business of commissioning people, of calling people to serve him, to follow him, and to love him. And as we look back on that passage that is very familiar, no doubt, to many of us, passage that is sometimes called the Great Commission that Martin has just read to us. So we hear, now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. So here are disciples. These are those who knew of the resurrection. It was very much in their minds as at this time they had experienced the reality of a resurrected Jesus Christ. And now he has directed them and called them to go to the mountain. Earlier in the chapter, he had given instructions. We read just earlier in the verses. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." And sometimes in Scripture we have this call to go to a place and to expect that God is going to be there. Go to a place, go to a mountain, and there you will meet with me. And yet there has to be that time when they start the journey and they can't see Jesus with them at that moment. And yet he's told them to go. He's directed them to go. He's told them that he will be with them. And yet they need to start the journey and take that step, trusting that he's going to be there when they get there. What about Abraham? "Go to the place that I will show you." Abraham, I'm going to call you out of your familiarity. I'm going to call you, and I'm going to call you and your family, and you've got to pack up your donkeys, and you've got to get your saddles ready. And everyone's going to say, Abraham, where are we going? And you're going to say, I'm going to go to the place that God will show me. And we don't always know the end destination. We don't always know exactly what it is that God is calling us to do. We don't always know exactly where it is that God is calling us to go. And yet God calls us and directs us to go into all the world. And he calls us and says to us that I will be with you. And so the disciples go. They were led, unsure of the next step perhaps. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. The next verse, when they saw him. When they saw him. When they arrived, there he was. Jesus, just as he promised he would be. And the reality is that as God calls us to go and says, I will be with you, as we step out in faith, we will find that God is there with us because he has said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. And Jenny, when you get to those days when the team are winding you up mercilessly and you just think, you know what, I just want to get back on that Eurostar. I just want to get back on the ferry. I just want to go back and see my mum and dad and have a pizza and just blurt out how terrible this is all going today. Just remember that God is right there with you. And he's right there with us when we go into our workplaces and we don't know how to respond to the people who are antagonistic at our faith. We don't know the words necessarily that we're going to say, but God says, I will be with you, I will go with you, I will never leave you, I'll never forsake you, and my spirit will be in you and give you the words to say. And your life will be a witness to me. And all your failings and flaws and all that stuff are still there, and we're works in progress, but God will be with us and he will be seen through us. He is the God who is trustworthy. And we may not know what the two steps beyond is, but we don't need to know. We just need to know that if God is calling us to go, we need to go. And we need to know what that means for us in our own circumstance. But for all of us, it means faith. It means trust. It means knowing that Jesus is there with us. Are we willing to take the next step in our life, in our fellowship, in our discipleship, in our service, whether that's at Didcot Baptist Church or elsewhere, knowing that God is with us and will be with us by his Spirit. So what's the response as the disciples get there? They worshipped him, but some doubted. It's the reality of Scripture, isn't it? It comes warts and all. And we are at that place where we need to sit down before God and say, how are we taking this faith seriously or not? Are we going to come before the resurrected Lord, the King of the universe, who calls us to go, says, I'll be with you? And are we going to step out in faith, knowing that he's there with us? And are we going to worship him? Or are we going to doubt him? Are we going to think it's okay for all those people in years gone by? We can read of God's faithfulness in the past. We can see him in other people. But for me, is he going to be really there for me? Is he really going to be able to use me? And at that crossroads of doubt or worship, let's come before the living God who calls us in his service. It's decision time, maybe, for some of us. Maybe we've been in this place many times. Maybe we've come here and we've listened to lots and we've said lots and we've sung lots. And yet the question is, do you trust me? Jesus says to us, do you trust me enough to step out in faith, to go where I call you to be, do what I'm calling you to do, to take that next step, to put your hand into the hand of God and walk forward in faith, not in sight? Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go. It's a command. Go. Go therefore. So let's look back and see what it's there for. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore. Go in the authority of Jesus Christ. Jesus, who had all authority given to him and chooses to divest that, to pass that on to his people, to be his body here on earth. We We can't physically see Jesus walking on earth, and our friends and people who need him can't physically see Jesus. And he has divested the authority and said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore. We go in the authority of Jesus Christ to be ambassadors in the workplace. We go in the authority of Jesus Christ into our neighborhoods to be servants. We go in the authority of Jesus Christ into this world to be his agents. And we are called to serve him with everything we've got. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. It's a worldwide mandate. This is huge. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. We don't have to strive to work out what is the mission that we're called to. God has told us what the mission is, to go into all the world, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. We're to do it in God's name, a mission in which God is with us. Remember, I'm with you always to the end of the age. He accompanies us. He's at our side and he is within us to the end of the age. And so as we look back and look at people in faith, how do we see in character what these people were like who decided to follow God? I was on holiday in Dorset with a family recently and we were in a cottage and there was a lot of opportunity to watch some films and we ended up watching some of the sort of Avenger type films that were available, sort of superheroes. And there are those who are people like Iron Man, who I didn't know much about Iron Man, but it seems he can fly. He has his sort of special suit and he can fly. And there he goes whizzing around, kind of saving the world. And then there were other people. There was Ant-Man, who I didn't even know existed, to be honest. But Ant-Man has the remarkable ability to change size, and he can shrink. And sometimes, if it doesn't go quite right, he grows. And sometimes we think, when we look at people of faith, maybe that there has to be these remarkable characters who are able to do wonderful and remarkable things. And then we read in Scripture of the kind of people that God calls. And yes, sometimes they were the handsome and the beautiful. Sometimes they were the strong. But they weren't always. Sometimes they were the unexpecting. They were the apprehensive. They were the ill-equipped, or at least feeling it. Moses, that great man of faith. Have you ever thought about the epic words that he spoke? Here is Moses. I mean, I guess most people in the world would have heard the name Moses, even if they didn't know too much about him. Well, here are his epic words in Exodus 4:13. O my Lord, please send someone else. Exodus 4:13. What about Mary, the mother of Jesus, Luke 1:31. Mary said to the angel, how can this be? How can this be? How can you use me? She said it with trust and faith. She went on to say, you know, here I am, your servant, use me. But those words, how can you use me? What am I? What have I got to offer you, God? Look at all these people. Look at them all. Why me? The type of places that they were commissioned to go from, normal, everyday places. James and John out fishing in a boat. Lydia, there, a merchant of purple cloth, just doing what she did down by the river. Levi, a tax collector, there at his booth doing his work. Picture of just normality. And God comes to these people and says, get up, come on, leave your nets, leave your booth, come, follow me. What is our picture of normal everyday life? Just picture 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Where are you going to be? Just picture it in your mind. Where are you going to be 10 o'clock tomorrow morning? This is our normality, isn't it? And this is our mission field, where right now God has placed us with his Spirit within us and said, follow me. Normal people, normal human abilities, and yet extraordinary things achieved in his strength. Make disciples of all nations. Make disciples, those who are ready to go out to be equipped to serve God with their lives. It may be in Lebanon, as it was for Louise and Arthur and family. It may be in France, as it will be for Jenny. But it may be Didcot. Gifty is coming from Africa to serve in the mission field of Didcot. giving a year up, time for God, because she anticipates God is going to be here. And thankfully he is. We can serve God in Didcot or wherever it is that is your locality. Is it really possible that God can transform lives? Well, just look around you. Look at our brothers and sisters here. So many of us have been transformed by the love of God. And someone shared that message with us at some point in our lives. And God calls us to go. To go in the strength he has given us. And he commissions us in his strength to go into all the world. Make disciples of all nations. To be radical agents of change and transformation for him. We're going to take up the offering in a moment. And then we're going to sing our closing hymn and that will be it. We'll head off, say the grace. As we take up our offering now, can I encourage us as the bags come round to hold the bag and to feel the wood of the handle as it comes round and just to remember that Jesus Christ nailed his hands to wood for us, gave everything for us, and he calls us to go out and serve. And it may be we pass the bag on, or maybe we put some money in, or maybe someone's gone through the banking system. But as we just hold the bag, let's not just put in tokens of money, but let's allow ourselves to commission ourselves to go once again and say, God, I am for you, and I will go for you in your strength. Heavenly Father, as we receive the offering today, help our offering be our lives for you. In Jesus' name, amen.